This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Summer doesn't just mean it's really hot, it also means the beginning of the LGBTIQ festivals for the year. We've got Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras gearing up for a huge 40th celebration. Taz Pride just finished this past weekend, and Midsummer kicked off a week ago with 22 days of queer arts and culture taking over Melbourne. There's a whole lot of queer fun all over the nation. At the opening of the Midsummer Carnival last weekend, the Midsummer Chair, John Caldwell, and Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras co-chair, Kate Wickett, met up to talk about how they can share ideas, themes, and experiences as a way to influence the direction of Australia's two biggest LGBTIQ festivals.
It's really about understanding that while in different cities we have unique and different experiences, the LGBTI community often experience same and similar forms of discrimination, but also experience similar issues with the community and different parties and events. So it's really about the Pride organisations coming together and sharing information about how we are going to maintain our relevance as Pride organisations, understand what our vision and goals are in terms of the balance between advocacy organisations and I suppose entertainment or party organisations. That's something that's come up a lot over the last several years, and certainly something that we grappled with when I was on the board of Midsummer. How do we best serve and best reflect our community when there are other LGBT organisations in advocacy roles, and do we purely become a festival or a performing arts or a party organisation for the community? I attended the Darwin Pride Festival last year, and it has changed significantly since the first time I attended it some 15 years ago. So I think, as I said, there's a real momentum and a real coordination and cohesion within the Pride groups themselves. It's now about taking it to the next step and sharing that information cross-border and seeing how we can't, I suppose, you know, whether it be more efficiency or economies of scale and sharing learnings with sponsorships or with community organisations, opening that dialogue cross-border, I think, is going to be crucial. I think another thing to note is that Therese Cashew, who is our CEO at Mardi Gras, is also has a great working relationship with Karen at Midsummer. Again, it's about sharing ideas, sharing opportunities, sharing problems and challenges that we face, given that they're not completely unique despite the different cities. And I think the same could be said of, you know, Brisbane or Adelaide with FEAST. It's a real time to come together, particularly after such a big year last year with marriage equality, is to really harness and keep the momentum between bringing the community together. I mean, the experience that we had last year was highly traumatic for a number of people, but also highly inspirational for a number of people, because we did as a community really pull together in a way that we hadn't or haven't before.
We've had a quite a good relationship since I joined the board of Midsummer. It's a journey, and it's a slow one, because we're both quite big organisations with obviously our own agendas that need to be pushed through. I think what we're really trying to work towards at the moment is a common understanding of what we're both needing, leveraging that where we can, initially in support, obviously just by being together, by utilising each other's, whether it's media or crowd capacities to help the other. But ongoing, I see it could become a lot deeper than that. There might be synergies within our organisation where we can leverage resources and time. There's a lot of things we can do, but I think the beginning of this is to make sure that as two organisations, as representatives of our community that are facing the same challenges, it would be unquestionable to think we don't stand together at this point and try and work as a team on things. Obviously, Mardi Gras and Midsummer are the two larger ones, and I think if we can certainly be seen to be united, there's absolutely no reason why others can't unite with us or with each other. Those smaller festivals with even smaller resources, why on earth wouldn't we be helping each other, supporting each other, be that in advice or resources? I know that our CEO has a relationship with almost all of the other festivals. We are the biggest and busiest, but we're certainly here if they need anything. And I think we're very open to providing assistance if somebody needs something from us. I've spoken publicly, I guess slightly embarrassed, that I didn't really know too much about the depth of Midsummer before joining the board. But to see the arts and culture side of it and to understand that more and to watch that growing. I mean, I'm inspired by it, and to watch it growing in the diverse way that it is, with representation from Indigenous communities, trans community, from people with disability, non-English speaking backgrounds, it really inspires me. And I watching all different types of our community coming together to put on this festival, you know, 170 events this year. It's just astounding to me, and the true diversity of these brave people putting themselves out there to tell their stories to help us all, it can only get bigger and better.
But what about the other LGBTIQ festivals around the country? Sure, Feast, Taz Pride and many more don't have the same resources to draw on like Melbourne and Sydney's festivals, but that doesn't mean their contribution to our culture is any less vibrant or important. Could all of Australia's LGBTIQ festivals come together again, as they did in the past, as a way to share experiences and ideas which would then grow our state's festival cultures all around the nation? We spoke to Feast producer Margie Bishop and asked her if she thought this would be helpful or even something that's possible.
Well, I'm one of the founders of Feast, and then I was the artistic director for 7 years. The concept is great, and I've done it before. The only, it's better for Midsummer and Mardi Gras because they're so close together, but there's masses of potential for all sorts of things. So, yes, I'm right into it. As a concept, it's a great idea. When we used to get together before with the festivals, we talked more about the problems we had as festivals and kind of how it was going artistically. But, I mean, look, loads of positive things are possible. Anybody who's an artist is not really keen on chairs of boards being the only people that are involved, because I don't believe, unless the chair of a board is an artist, they actually understand anything. But I'd be more interested, if this was going to happen, having the producer or the artistic director and the chair. I just don't believe chairs understand artists. They understand how to keep something afloat. But the reason that you have an artistic director or a producer is they're actually making the connections and they're actually getting the sponsorship. I mean, that's how it is at sea. So I think it should be both.
That was Dean Arcurie talking to the chairs of Midsummer and the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras about what they could achieve by coming together and how this could help other smaller queer festivals around the nation, as festival season is officially underway and there are plenty of parties and celebrations to attend.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.